Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Want to talk to you guys about the sponsor of the Powers Old City Sports Network, Sterling Pig Brewery out of Media, Pennsylvania. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Use the Pig on the Fly program to get their beer shipped directly to your front door. As long as you're in PA, DC, or Virginia, you can use this. Make sure you guys spend $65 or more and use promo code OCSN in capital letters to get free shipping. Remember, $65 or more gets you free shipping using promo code OCSN in all caps. Take care, guys, and we'll see you next week in the alley. Hey, everybody. Also want to come on here and tell you guys about our beard sponsor and Warlord Beard Oil. Make sure you guys go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN in all caps for 15% off your beard oil orders. And make sure any orders over $65 get you free shipping. Make sure you head on over to www.warlordbeardoil.com. We all use it in Old City Sports Network. Anybody that has a beard is going to love it. Make sure you guys go use the promo code. Later. What's going on, everybody? Jesse and Wade here from Flyers Alley for season 6, episode 20. Powered by or brought to you by Old City Sports Network, powered by Sterling Pig Brewery in Media, Pennsylvania. What's just me and Wade today? Big Dog has the flu, and Kurt had a funeral. Oh, not a funeral, birthday party.
Not a funeral, birthday party.
Yeah. So yeah, what's going on? How was your week? What's going on?
Week was pretty good, better than the Flyers. But, you know, we'll dive into that during the show.
Yeah.
How's your week going?
I'll tell you what, I've had a fucking pretty good ass week. I'm not going to lie. Did some overtime yesterday.
I saw your clip.
Dude, I'm fucking so mad, dude. That was I talked to my boss yesterday and was like, I would be so interested to see the video of me working yesterday, because I was there. I had another coworker with me, but yeah, I was jamming, dude. And I did so much. I was done an hour early and was like, you know, I kind of putzed around for a half hour, but then was like, I can't do this anymore. And I left at 10:30 instead of 11. But yeah, it was cool. I love overtime on the weekends, 4 hours just by myself doing what I need to do.
Right.
But yeah, St. Patrick's Day is today. I don't have any green beer. Lynn's actually offered to give me some green beer, but I turned it down because I didn't feel like it right now. But yeah, not a lot going on. Girls are ripping around, you know. The flu is out of our house finally.
Until you get it.
Dude, let me tell you something. I'm shocked that Lynn's didn't get it.
I thought she had it. So you quarantined her in the room of death of flu.
I did. She was quarantined in our room with Mackenzie at first, and then Charlotte got it. So then they were able to quarantine all together. But Lynn's didn't get it. I didn't get it. Like I was. You know, I can't not like give my kids hugs. So like, I don't care if I get it. It is what it is. Yeah. But this week was very unlike a lot of weeks. I was just like, you know, I woke up every day to get ready to fuck this day up. So I mean, I was ready to rock and roll. So I wasn't
There was on, I think it was Thursday. I was just drained, and I went. I got sent home early, but it's because, well, we also weren't sleeping either because of the girls waking right. up, and you know. So I think collectively we may have gotten 8 hours of sleep the entire week, and then I came home and just crashed on Thursday at like 12:20, and then that was it. So, but yeah, well, good week. Everyone's out of it. Everyone's out of the woods now. They're taking their last of the Theraflu, and. Yeah, now Corey's taking it. Corey's fucking taking it. So it's, dude, it's bad. You know what's crazy is the fact that I wanted, it was funny. I can't wait for the next living room show. Only because I definitely want to talk about like the flu shots and shit when we were younger. Lindsay's doctor or Kenzie's doctor admitted to Lindsay that the vaccine that they gave everybody was the wrong one and everybody's getting the other, a different fucking strain. Than they prepared for, so it's a fucking shit show. But that's another fucking. I can actually probably talk about that on fucking Paranorama. But it's an absolute shit show. But anyway, all things are all good here. But make sure everybody goes and likes us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley, Twitter at FlyersAlleyPod1, and at Instagram at FlyersAlley. Make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube at Old City Sports Network. This is another thing I have been. Updating this to pretty regularly at oldcitysports.com, old spelled OLDE, for your favorite Philadelphia based podcast articles and merch. Use our promo code Philly in all caps for 10% off site wide. I am creating new stuff because, you know, summer's coming. So that's ridiculous. Do you see this comment? Corey chimes in for the podcast viewers. Corey's not here because he has the flu. He says Theraflu with moonshine is a great cure. He literally texted me and told me that he was doing that because it was helping his throat.
I mean, if it helps. I mean, back in the day, they whiskey and rum. So
I'm gonna go ahead and be the one. That's not gonna help. It'll help right now. It's not going to help you in the long run. But yeah, like I said, I'm updating some of the merch that's up there. There's a lot of shows that aren't around anymore and shows that are around. Get ready to put up some stuff for Check the Net. Go check that out. The Living Room Show Bucket Hat is literally fucking serious. I'm ordering one tomorrow. It's so badass. Look, I hope it keeps up. It's $40, but 10% off. You'll be all right.
Got a picture of it? I say bucket hat, so I'm thinking
it's up on the site. I mean, I don't have one here.
Okay.
Actually, you know, I'm like, hold on. I have to change something real quick. No, nah, I don't have one. No.
All right.
But yeah, and again, the OCSN landline is on dial 302-367-7276. And with that being said, let's dive right into Alley Talk. You know, let's get the games done and over with. Alley Talk's brought to you by Old City Sports Network. We just did that, so we don't have to do it again. Anyway, so at the beginning of the week, we played the Sharks, beat them 3-2. Joel Farabee scored in the first, assisted by Morgan Frost, which, again, I do want to talk about that fucking goal he had yesterday. Did you see it?
Let's rewind real quick. Okay. What the hell did you do with the editing? Got flowers and shit?
Oh, you like that? Yeah, I like that.
I wouldn't say I like it. It definitely remind me of Wawa Hoagie Fest, but
well,
it's definitely a fucking curveball starting this.
Like
this all up. I'm like,
that's been going on for the past fucking like month, dude. I've had that's been going on. Yeah. Well,
the one episode I came in late, but
okay. Well, then you didn't see it, yeah. Did you not? You've never seen that?
Not that one.
Oh, shit. So, with the video inside the video and all that. And, yeah, it's fucking cool.
I like the video inside the video.
Look, I like the flowers. Don't fuck around.
Of course, my fat ass wasn't in there, but, you know.
Yeah, you were eating. Eric Moore chimes in. Hey, what's up, gentlemen? What's going on, man? Yeah, I like the flowers. Okay. I could change it.
Nah, I'm just...
take the curveball. Huh?
I'll take a walk. I'll take a walk.
Yeah, take the fucking walk. But yeah, like I said, I do want to talk about when it comes up, when yesterday, last night's game comes up, the little highlight reel Morgan Frost had. I didn't get it, but wow, that's what I'm going to say. But yeah, so the Flyers did beat the Sharks 3-2, like I was saying. Farabee scores in the first, assisted by Morgan Frost. And then Morgan Frost scores in the second, assisted by Konechny and York. And then Owen Tippett puts a fork in him, assisted by TK and Cam York in the third period. I'll personally say I liked this game, but I didn't like how close it was. It was a really good game, but I don't think it should have been. It should have been an absolute blowout. But yeah, your thoughts on the Sharks game?
Well, playing like that, we're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs if we even make it to the playoffs. As we continue on, we'll dive into that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we can get an all out playoff talk going at the end of these games here. And then Thursday we obviously play the fucking Leafs and lose 6-2. Let's see, Tippett scored in the second, assisted by Frost and TK. It seems like a pattern here. And then Forrester scores a shorthanded goal, assisted by Sanheim and Couturier in the third, with the final 6-2, like I said. I was actually pretty shocked to hear Torts actually say positive things about that game. His post game was, I know everyone's looking at the score, but there's a lot of positive things that happened in this game. And I'm gonna be the first one to say, I don't think Torts is even worried about the playoffs. I don't think he cares about the playoffs. I think he knows that if they go, and I'm gonna join Kurt in this one, not fully about them not making the playoffs, but something that I had said a long time ago, that I really think that we're gonna get a real big taste of embarrassment if we get into the playoffs. The fact that we're literally playing all the teams that we're, going to meet somewhere in there. I will say that I do think it's always been the Leafs that have our number. I don't know what the fuck that's about. But I don't know how much you could. My defense on everything is, Sealer and Drysdale being out. I don't know what's going on with Sealer. He was supposed to be back. He was projected to be off of IR and be back by the 12th, per Fantasy Sports apps. And then there's been no update since past that date. Usually they're pretty good about that shit. But yeah, so the 6-2, no good. I personally thought letting Ryan Reeves run around without having DeLaurier in the lineup, I think they said he had the flu. I don't see how you have a flu and then they don't. A little weird, but that's what happened.
When they just say illness.
Well, it slipped during the someone said it was flu during the broadcast. That's why I think I even put it in the chat in our group text that said that Reeves is not Reeves, but DeLaurier D'Lo's out, because we were looking for seeing if they were going to drop the gloves and didn't happen. Corey Welk chimes in, breakouts have improved, but missing Sealer, Drysdale, and Risto and trading Walker, that hurts. And that's a realistic statement. Something that, Flyers talk can't fucking grasp for some reason. But yeah, your thoughts about this, about the Leafs game? Because, we play them again coming up this Tuesday. So,
well, also with the Leafs game, that was the second of Torts' suspension.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, playing again without your coach. And also scratching DeLaurier if he was sick, and not having Sealers another presence to throw the body to keep Revo in check. But it is what it is. you know, the Flyers just have to suck, like the Pittsburgh Penguins did, you know, five or six straight years and rack up all the first round draft picks, like how Toronto did. So
this is going to be a real rough next. Let's see, what is this?
10.
2 weeks. Seven more games. No, not even. Five more games. And then we start with the ones that, knock on wood, should win. My thing about this is I don't think the wheels are falling off, but I do think that it's concerning. We'll get into with weekly picks and the gritty look ahead when we get into it. But there are some games here that we can win. I don't think it's over. I know everybody says they don't want to get in the wild card spot. I get that, but you got to kind of take what you can get at this point. It's not like they can be like, hey, so you know, we made the playoffs, but we're not going to play. Like it's. I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, it has a pretty good chance of happening. I mean, it doesn't look like it now, but it is what it is. I mean, these are good teams, too. It's not like these are shit teams. Now, if they start losing these games against the Habs and the Blackhawks and, you know, who we have, April is a pretty, you know, knock on wood again, is a pretty solid month that we could really win some games here. It does help that the teams that are below us are losing, too. So, but you can't rely on that because that has nothing to do with skill and ability. That's just the luck of the draw. And, you know, it still doesn't, you know, we get in the playoffs and get the brakes beat off us. So that leads us into yesterday's game, which I did. At the time, I hate these games, but goddamn, are they good games. That was a good game yesterday. Let's see. We got so right off the bat, first period, you got – you know, they lost 6-5, but you got Paling in the first, assisted by Hathaway and Zamola. Then you got Joel Farabee assisted by York and Tippett in the second. And then in the third, you got Delorier unassisted. And then you have Morgan Frost assisted by Tippett and Cam York. And then you got Joel Farabee assisted by Tippett and Konechny. And, I mean, They played this whole fucking game, dude. I mean, there were little flashes that they were like, fuck, you know, we're tired. But this was a solid game. And I do think that Boston is a team, and everyone's going to – I'm definitely going to get fucking torched for this, and I hope I do because I just don't fucking care. I don't think Boston can beat us in a series. I'm gonna tell you that right now. That last night showed – I don't want to call them a steam team. Corey says Islanders beat the Rangers 1-0 now. There you go.
They're beating them right now. They're still playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. Poor choice of words. I don't know, man. I honestly think that if someone else could take out the Leafs, I think we would do a lot. Again, I think we do a lot better than people think in the playoffs, but I don't see anything past the second round. I just don't. I mean, it's what it is. But it wasn't a good week. So it is what it is. But there are some topics that I do have that do add up to this thing. And it could be a problem. And a lot of people could agree on this one. Stahl can't keep up. Stahl is a fucking problem. I'm sorry. But he's got to be cut. But he can't. You know, you got people out. I would bring Ginning back up. I liked everything I saw from him. He's throwing his body around. You know, he plays well with Adderd. I'll correct myself from last week. They played briefly with each other in Lehigh, not a lot. But what are you doing? Are you tapping?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Fine.
Yeah, hands. Oh, Jesus. But yeah, so your opinion on Stahl, I know, put the fucking hands. I know Kurt had some opinions on Stahl. I know a lot of Flyers groups that we're in and we, monitor or look at have an issue with Stahl. I got to agree with everybody. I think you, bringing up Ginning or, Andre and, seeing what they can do here instead of Stahl, I think that's probably the best option here. Because he's just getting caught. I mean, he's just in the fucking way. Thoughts on Stahl?
I mean, yes, he's on the slower side, but he isn't designed and geared to the way that our offense is moving now. He was supposed to be kind of like a stay-at-home defenseman, but when all of our puck movers are traded or hurt or on different lines, you know.
Right.
It is what it is.
It's a situation.
I think Ginning would be a good partner paired up with him, veteran, rookie. You know, I always like that 1-2.
Corey says time has passed him, unfortunately.
Yeah. And we also brought up, I believe you brought it up in the beginning of the year when we got him, he was only going to play like maybe 40-ish games, like rotating him in and out as a seventh defenseman.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was supposed to just be as a mentor, an off-ice mentor, to the younger players,
and play when we need him. Which obviously now we need him.
We drink. Is that, by the way, huge fan of the Coke Spice. By the way, huge fan. I know it's the weirdest, tastiest shit on the face of the earth. But let me tell you something. I fucking love it.
I like how you asked me. You're like, if you find any horrible tasting sodas.
Oh, damn. I found the place for the craziest shit. Well, Boost Corners for non-alcoholic, but for Brown Bag Roulette, FNN Liquors has this one fridge of, like, I don't know where the hell they come from, but, like, what's it? I don't even know what it's called. It's weird, weird drinks, dude, and I'm definitely getting some for I think we're going to start doing two of them a month, by the way. A lot of people want to get on there. Yeah, it's crazy. It's easy to do. But anyway, yeah, so Stahl, yeah.
That's easy to do, but the mayhem that May calls with the bag of roulette, brown bag of roulette, might, depending what you're drinking in there, who knows?
Yeah, it's that one that I was talking about, I was looking for, too. What's that, Bloody Mary? It did not look good, dude. I'm definitely getting it. Definitely getting it. But yeah, moving on. Sandstrom, held on. I thought Sandstrom did well against the Bruins. I'm usually pretty critical on him. I do have to agree with Kurt on this. Whenever he does get a chance to come up, it's in like a saving environment, and he doesn't get time to like adapt, and he doesn't get the development that he should be getting. He just gets the brakes blown off him. So this, I feel like this should be a good, that should have been a good, Corey, you're getting it. Don't even start. I think this was a good game for him to, get some confidence under his belt there. Cause it was a good, he had some serious fucking saves last night. Big fan of him. What do you got? What do you got for old Felix the Cat?
I would have chose Pettersson over him because you're already spending $5 million. You might as well just keep him up and use him.
Yeah, they waived him though.
There were some games that Pettersson looked really fucking good, even though he got beat. But if you're already spending the money, you might as well use it.
Right. Well, it's not an option now, so I don't think in a playoff run setting, I wouldn't be comfortable. But at the same time, it may be the same exact thing with Sandstrom as him, is that he didn't get enough, you know. These guys, you need to get them going at the beginning of the season, and that's just not something that really either of them had. So not really fair on them, but you gotta do your job when you know.
Yeah.
You called it, so. Moving on to the next one is the defense needs Sealer to settle things down. I did say I was going to put a Drysdale in there too. Somebody else said something about, oh, don't forget Risto. I don't fucking think he is really moves the needle as much as people think that he would compared to Drysdale and Sealer.
Well, he settled things down on the back end.
I don't disagree that you could definitely use him. Beniger, saw dude. Going on, fella. Compared to the other two, I don't really think it's that relevant besides having to play stall as much. You got to also factor in, I believe you or Corey had said it somewhere, that you got to really factor in or acknowledge the fact that Walker isn't around anymore, and you're really starting to see a lot of what he was taking care of kind of slip through the cracks here. But I'll tell you, I'm not upset with Adderd's play whatsoever. Like, I like what Adderd's doing. He is throwing his body around way more than he did any other time he came up. That's what we need in our defense. And he's, I think he was paired with Stahl. I don't think that that's a good pairing. Corey chimes in and says, Sealer is the QB on the blue line. No other way to put it. Sealer is?
No.
I say York. Oh, York, don't give me
Star. York and Sandheim. I don't like to say it.
Sandheim did good. Sandheim. Yeah, bud.
Them two are like the quarterback. Sealer is more like your fucking running back that it just run you into the fucking boards.
Dude,
and then throw the puck up ice.
I didn't want Greg Montour was gonna call in, but he's got guests over right now. He said he couldn't. He will another time. I hooked him up with the way for him to actually call in, which is awesome.
Okay.
I think Sandheim, I don't know, man. He's looking pretty fucking good lately, dude. Like,
his price tag is still what.
Well, yeah, but
bothers me.
And it's stupid. But you got.
I know Corey's doing the look right now.
It is a weird look, isn't it? It's like an angry elf.
It's an angry elf that's lost. If you can picture that somehow.
When he gets mad, I'll give him that, though. He does. He has been like kind of pushing around the, you know, pushing the envelope. I do like Sandheim's play. The only person that there's two people that I'm having real issues with. And that we can move on to stay out of the box, because that's the next thing. He hasn't been in the box lately, Lawton, but he's just, and I like to use this term when needed, which he's just gripping his stick too tight. Last night, dude, he was just all over the place. He was out of position probably more than almost anybody on the team. Because he was just like, and I understand what you're saying, so I guess you can't really categorize it as being out of position, but it was just, he was just fucking trying to win so fucking bad, dude. Like, he was trying to do everything, and sometimes it worked, but then other times there were like fucking unreal turnovers. And, you know, getting in the Toronto game, we never really got to talk about the, I don't know who that was. I think that was the Lightning game when Torts got thrown out. They definitely let them play last night. That definitely, there wasn't many on our end, but you got to stay out of the box. TK has got the chills out sometimes. Hathaway literally is stopping himself because he sees, and you can hear Jim Jackson and Boucher say, Hathaway was going after him, but then he fucking stopped and then drew the penalty, and the other guy ended up in the box. Like, that's what you got to do. But I don't remember what game it was when TK got that off the cameras hit on. I forget who that was. Was it Boston? No, it was the, I think it was the Leafs. I can't remember who it was, but the cameras, it was a commercial break, and TK just went across the ice and leveled. I think it was Giovanni Smith. It was Giovanni Smith. So I guess that was Toronto. Leveled him. Just fucking leveled him. And was he was like, getting the ball. Like, it's just a dumb penalty. Like, I get it, but like, these games count so bad, so much right now. Like, you just can't be doing shit like that. Like, that's stupid ass shit. And Atkinson, I need Atkinson gone fucking 7 weeks ago. Like, it's just this is ridiculous now at this point. I'm sorry. He's not doing anything for anybody.
I know he was scratched. I didn't know if they popped him back in or not.
They did last night. He played yesterday. He played last night. And it was the same thing. Like, so his play is exactly what I just described Lawton's as. He's all over the place. He's all over the place, and he's counterproductive. Corey chimes in again, says that's a frustration penalty. Can't do that. Yeah, it's just not. I don't want to say it's not a good look because I like that he leveled the fuck out of Giovanni Smith.
I wish you could hit somebody that you know that was worth it.
Yeah, like go hit Matthews. I'm getting into the attitude now where I'm like, okay, so we do have a good team here. Are they Stanley Cup bound? No, not at all. But hurt the fucking other team, dude. I'm sorry. It's fucking hockey. They do it to us.
I'm gonna steal this little bit from John Scott on Dropping the Gloves podcast, but when Toronto threw out their number one power play at the end of the third period, John Scott even said that I would have sent one of my tough guys out there to try to break Matthews' ankle or his wrist to be like, you know, fuck you guys, you're not gonna try to run the number up on us by putting your first power play out there.
Right. No, and that's, you know, people get upset about that, but I think we have to stay true to, you know, where we're from and how, you know, we want our team to play. I know I like the fact that he even said that if he was playing against, so you see what's happening to Connor Bedard, people were just attacking him. They're attacking him. They're yeah, slashing his wrist and doing all that. And you know, I'm not saying, I know you know this. You know, John Scott's on the broadcast for the Blackhawks, and he's saying he would do that to Bedard if he was playing him.
Yeah, like, there's nobody to protect him. I mean,
Foligno's
not the mid-tier fighter at this point in his career.
He's Seth not Jones like a heavy sometimes, but it's, nobody's afraid of Seth
Jones. No, people would take that. You know,
yeah,
you take your one puck moving defenseman away. All right, let's go for 5 minutes. Yeah. No problem.
The one glimmer of hope you have on that fucking team.
Yeah.
Well, besides Bedard, of course. But yeah, dude, hey, they do it to us. I mean, all the time. There were a couple things yesterday that weren't called that I was like, okay, that's definitely tripping. That was definitely interference. I felt like what happened, I think it was Farabee. That should have been a penalty shot. He had potential to score, and that dude fucking took him down. Didn't give it a penalty shot. But if it was them, again, I don't care how it sounds, they would have gotten it. But are we playoff bound? I do think we're going to get in. I don't think we're going to be in the third spot. I think we're going to be in a wild card spot. It is what it is. Like I constantly say to some of these people, all you have to do is get in. The playoffs are magical, so it doesn't matter what happens. If you get in, anything can happen. But I do think if we go in and we play the Leafs in the first round, we're fucked. That's just how it is.
But Leafs are known to choke.
Yeah, but not again. Dude, they have our number. They have our number.
They were up 3-1 to Montreal.
Say this again?
They were up 3-1 to Montreal in the playoffs a few years back.
I'm sure.
Choked horribly.
I mean, how much longer are they going to choke? Are they just going to continue?
The only time they're not going to choke is keeping the puck out of their own end because nobody likes to play defense. They're goaltenders, you know, put a couple by their fucking head and they just fall apart. What's it? It's not Samuelson, is it? Their goaltender? That's pretty good.
Ilya Samsonov.
Samsonite.
Yep.
No, Dumb and Dumber reference.
I was way off. Mary Swanson.
But he's like their only. I like him as a goaltender, but when you have a team that doesn't really play defense, I mean, Morgan Riley can, but when he's running around trying to, you know, cause havoc, trying to, you know, get some offense going, you know, that's a lot of wear and tear, especially if you're in playoffs. You know, everything's like a little tighter. I mean, the refs are a little looser usually in the playoffs, but we'll see this year. They've been fucking everything off.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I wouldn't hold my breath on that. Especially the teams. I mean, it's just you have to kind of think that there's a little bit of validity in the fact that Gary Bettman has something to do with no Canadian teams winning a Stanley Cup. I've been seeing that floating around a little bit. I'm like, yeah, kind of. If that's true, I kind of like that because I don't see that, but.
You look at the playoff teams that had the number one draft picks repeatedly. You got the Edmonton Oilers, the Toronto Maple Leafs. They fucking cleaned house, restacked their lines, and each general manager doesn't go out and get defense and goaltending. They all go straight offense, straight offense, straight offense.
That's true. What's all speed?
I mean, at least when Pittsburgh did it, they did, you know, center, center, defenseman, goaltender when Fleury.
Yep. Yeah, well, it also you have to think about it too. Kind of playing devil's advocate for my own comment is, I mean, there's only like five teams up there. Everything else is in the United States. I mean, right, obviously, the odds are in our favor.
I mean, that's just basic math. I still think some more teams should be up in Canada. We shouldn't have Phoenix Coyotes. We shouldn't have two teams in Florida. We shouldn't really have a team in Seattle.
Nah, I could agree with that. Seattle's a fucking shit show. They're really talking about bringing Atlanta back.
The rumor I heard was the only way that Atlanta will get a team is if a team relocates, and it looked like Phoenix Coyotes might not.
San Jose may have to because of that new scandal that's going on. Now there's one in fucking Calgary.
So
fucking wild. Wild West, man. Fucking shit's crazy. With that being said, let's go to the phones here. We have we got some calls here. Let me rip this up real quick. Okay, so first call that we have here. Let's see what we got.
Hey, bud, this is Frank calling. Not happy with this team at all. I don't know what is going on, but I'm just, I watched the Boston game tonight. I shut it off immediately after that fifth goal. I'm sorry. Ever since we got Johnson in there and with the other guy, Arte, what the hell his last name is. I don't even know, but, I don't know ever since everything happened with this trade deadline. I feel like some of these players that came to the Philadelphia Flyers don't want to fucking play for us. Like, I don't know what's going on in that locker room, or the chemistry's not there. I just don't understand this team anymore. It's the same bullshit that's happening over and over every single year. It's so old. It's old. I don't know if John Torello's doing his job. I don't know. I could be wrong. But someone's not That's doing their take. Part in this team. Okay, something's going on. I just don't understand. I'm confused. Hockey was really good when I was in high school, watching the Flyers playoffs, doing the Penguin series. That's when we were really good. We were good. It was chemistry. I don't understand this team anymore. I feel like this generation these days, they just want to come and collect a paycheck and not play a fucking game. Oh. In my opinion, honestly, I just don't understand. I might not know like hockey that well, but from what I'm seeing, the Flyers are not playing well at all, and I think the biggest mistake.
Yeah, it's too much. Honestly, I took it all because I had to check my fantasy because Alex Martinez is back in the lineup. Alex Martinez is back in the lineup. Where are you at? You're fucking assy. Where are you at, buddy?
Is he in your
IR? Yes, he is. That's not good. Someone's going to have to go, I guess. Ugh, someone has to go. Fuck.
What time's their game start?
I don't know. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Probably soon, whatever. Thanks, Frank, for calling in. I don't know. I don't know really what to say. I mean, I don't think it's Tortorella. I honestly think that everybody's ready to rock and roll right now. And it's gonna take a little longer. I do think that we're gonna see a playoff team this year, but at the same time, I just don't think it's. I don't think they're cup bound. That's all. So, any thoughts on that voicemail from Gritty Frank?
Yeah, Gritty Frank. Yeet. That's all I got for it.
Yeet. I'm keeping that shit forever, dude. all right, next call. We got Armin Aaliyah. Or Elia. So get into that.
Yo, fellas, let me tell you something. That fucking Jordan Stahl couldn't cover his head with a fucking plastic fucking bag. He leave it to the Flyers to pick up a Stahl brother when he's 47 fucking years old. I don't know what the fuck they think he's teaching the young kids, but tonight wasn't it. Tripping over his fucking stick, whoa, acting like a fucking Momo. That another one, that fucking Atkinson. He's got more fucking turnovers than a goddamn bakery. The fucking kid with the over-exaggerated fucking deeps. His fucking over-telegraphed bullshit. I've seen better hockey players at a D5 fucking ball hockey game. It's fucking ridiculous. In my opinion, the only good fucking thing that came out of this game is that big beak fucking bastard Brad Marchand didn't get 400. That motherfucker can smell crime 6 months before it fucking happens. I don't know what the fuck was going on tonight, but that wasn't it. I mean, we came back a little bit at the end, but these close games fucking taking years off my life. Years off my fucking life.
I agree with
my
that.
My neighbors are going to call the cops. They think a fucking domestic disturbance is going on down there. Fuck the entire city of Boston. Go fly.
You're going to love that. Your fucking camera's going crazy.
Yeah.
It's on my, I mean, dude, that shit, it's on my end. I don't know why that happens, but.
I could see it through mine. It is.
Oh, okay.
But right off the bat, his name isn't Jordan Stahl. It's Mark Stahl.
Oh, fuck.
But, yeah. Jordan Stahl is the captain of the Carolina Hurricanes.
They all look the same.
No, they don't.
Oh.
They look similar.
I feel like you didn't like that call.
No, I liked it. I was just like right off the bat. Jordan Stahl is like, no.
Well, I do agree with the fact that he's – I do like the analogy that he couldn't fucking what do you say? He couldn't hold a plastic bag over his head?
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
More turnovers than a baker.
That's a thick Philadelphia accent there. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah. I like the call, but it just
didn't start out well.
Yeah.
Whatever. It just shows how relevant Stahl is because no one knows who the fuck he is.
True.
That's pretty, you know. We got a last call. Let's see what we got here. And boom.
So, with this Flyers team going 3-6 in the past, the fuck he is. Since the 1st of March, they're not playing anything right now. We got the scoring, we got everything else, but where the fuck is the defense?
Ooh.
This defense is not playing fucking great. They need to actually pick up their game and start playing like a team. Start do the scoring, but do defending as well. Because right now we're 3 points of losing our third place spot and possibly just getting a wild card spot. If we want to try to keep that third spot in the division and keep trying to push forward, we need to start winning these fucking games.
Whoa.
Points matter.
Whoa.
Prove me wrong.
A lot of the reason why I just hit the Kookaburra is because I hit it last week and it didn't play. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it this time. This time it sounds like it's a lot more clear. Did you do some of your connections?
Nah, so what's going on? Corey's not here, so his mic's off. So basically what happens is what I'm seeing, I have to do a lot more producing while we're live. Like when I'm going to hit a sound clip, I literally have to mute him real quick. There's buttons for it for real quick. I just, you know. Learning as I go still. I do get what Eric is saying. He's just a frustrated fan. There's Armin right there. Wrong stall, my bad.
I was like, it threw me off. I was like,
I was fired up last night. Yeah, dude. I think I woke the kids up a couple times last night. Lynn's was like, I had the Bluetooth speaker upstairs. So stuff. You know, when the goal was going off, it was going off.
And
the kids were hitting it and shit, dude. It was a good vibe. That's why I was pissed. It was a good game. It was a good game. But I understand where Armour was coming from. Eric, I understand where you're coming from. The points do matter, and especially this week. But settle down there, buddy.
Was that last call Eric?
Yeah, it says Eric Moore, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't say who won at the beginning. You just
went. Yeah.
It's fucking hot there. No introduction, just, you know, fuck you guys.
Yeah, he doesn't cuss that much, though. Like, that's why I wasn't. That's, again, I wasn't sure if that was Eric.
Fuck, he's throwing it down, dude. Well, Delco's coming out in him. Well, Clifton Heights there. With that being said, let's roll on to a gritty look ahead. All right, Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky. And any orders over $50 get you free shipping. So the games we have this week, it is still bad. So on the 19th, Tuesday is against the Leafs at the Well. And then Thursday, we have the Canes in Carolina. This is what's going to fuck us here. You ready for this? Saturday at 1 o'clock, we have the Bruins at home. And then Sunday at 6 o'clock, we have the fucking Panthers at home. Oh. That is fucking rough, dude.
Yeah, hopefully some of the teams start scratching some of their players for the playoffs.
Hey guys, so you want to fucking play your fucking AHL team? Here you go. Let's start giving the AHL guys some looks. You know?
That's gonna be a tough weekend because, you know, Boston likes to hit, and so does now the Florida Panthers. So
it's such a bad week, dude. That's a bad week.
It might be a good week for the Hathaway and Delorier lines.
You gotta hope that. I mean, the fact that, like I said earlier, the fact that who's contacting me? Oh. You got to really hope that Sealer, his projected time back off IR was the 12th, which I think is crazy. It's saying that it's his foot or ankle from blocking a shot.
From that slap shot.
Wasn't it York that had that too, and then he came back after a couple weeks? So, I mean, you got to hope our luck right now, hopefully, if it was a good thing, would be, you know, he comes back. Today's the 17th, I believe, right? Yeah. Today's 17th. So, you know, he has today, Monday to come back on Tuesday to play the Leafs. You need Sealer. I don't know. There's no update on fucking Drysdale. If it hasn't even been released that it actually was like re-aggravating that shoulder. That's what he was holding it. So, but I haven't seen anybody say anything. There hasn't been any email. There hasn't been anything. So, I mean, you got to just imagine that he's probably out for an extended period of time.
But probably listed as an upper body injury because, you know, they don't like to.
Yeah, everything's exactly. A fucking secret. Everything's a secret. But everyone's dumb, obviously. But yeah, this is going to be a tough week. So let's get into weekly picks and see which games we think are the ones to watch. All right, weekly picks brought to you by SeatGeek. You go to your phone's app store, download it, pick a game you want. And use promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first game. And like I keep saying, don't be a dummy. Get a couple emails, rock those bad boys, and get her going. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go a doubleheader here. I'm real interested to see how the Sunday, the Saturday and the Sunday turn out here. Because it's just, I mean, the Bruins at 1 and then the Panthers at 6 o'clock the next day. That was calculated. That shit was fucking playing, dude.
Yeah. That's going to be a rough one.
Good job, Bettman, you fucking asshole.
Meanwhile, they have like a couple of days around the league where there's nothing going on in the NHL. It's like, I would rather have games on every day than just overload Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Yeah, let me look at something real quick, actually, that you say that.
My pick would be the Toronto game, be like a little revenge play, hopefully. It's back in our own barn, so.
Which one, the Toronto?
The Toronto.
But, I mean, you got... It all depends on who you play here. I mean, Urson, I mean, he needed a break. I mean, regardless of what you think, and mentally, physically, whatever he says, his answer actually was Corey Chimes and D-Lo plays every game this week. He has to. He 100% has to. I would literally sit him down. I would sit down fucking Lawton. I would sit down. I fucking hope Seeley. He's not going to be back, but if he was, you know, be nice. Hathaway, I'd sit them all down. Like, you fucking guys. You three, you better fucking do some shit. Get some shit done here. Make them fucking be afraid to come onto the ice. We'll pay the fines. Obviously, they're not gonna. No one's gonna get a bigger fine than fucking Tortorella did. So
exactly, they can't by CBA rules.
Corey says the Toronto game as well. I am gonna go with the doubleheader Saturday and Sunday. How are they gonna play on Easter?
Because it's a made up fucking holiday.
Oh my god! What about Friday? You have off on Friday?
Fuck no!
It's Good Friday. Are you serious?
It's a fake ass holiday.
Holy shit! Anyway,
come at me, bro.
did you know how many games are on? Like Saturday and Sunday?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I was trying to. It won't let me look. But anyway,
It was just like that throughout the year, like. Saturday and
no, Easter's the 30th. That's not even Easter's not even this coming week either. They are off. Okay. Oh, thanks for that, Corey. So it's not this weekend. I thought Easter was this weekend. I'm getting smashed then. Fuck.
It's your Easter anyway.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, it's gonna be fucked up. It's gonna be a wild week here, in Flyer land. But let's get on to Moron of the Week. I do have a Moron of the Week, so let's get on to that.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! All right, so Moron of the Week is brought to you by Sterling Pig Brewery in Media, Pennsylvania.
Did you grab yourself a beer down there?
Yeah, I got a little thing. I'm not going to crack it, but I think these cans are fucking cool. This beer is good as shit, too. So yeah, this is one of the newest lines here for Sterling Pig, the Professor. This is from their retro series. It's a IPA. It's good. Me and Corey enjoy it very thoroughly. That's why we still have some. we're not giving it to anybody. there is another one, the Hell's Lager. I'm gonna be. Oh no, I'm not allowed to do it either. But anyway, yeah, go check them out. www.sterlingpig.com. Do their Pig on the Fly program. As long as you're in PA, DC, or Virginia, you can go on there. You can order a beer to your front door. As long as if you spend over $65, which is easy, if you buy a case, it's going to be $70, well worth it. You get free shipping from using promo code OCSN in all caps. So make sure you check that out. So there's more on the week. There was a couple. People were poking the bear this week. I only use this one, though, because this is a pretty good one here. See if I can separate this here. I don't know if I can separate this. I guess not. Anyway, at this point for the podcast end, this is Tim Mersch. Now, Tim Mersch, this is on the Flyers Talk page, but Tim Mersch, I believe, has his own group, and people literally are asking him to step down because he's a fucking asshole. He apparently just takes people's erases people's comments and such and whatever. At this point, we clearly aren't ready for the playoffs. Let's just tank and see if we can get a lottery pick. Now down here, Bruce Barche is actually an admin of Flyers Talk, and he says the lineup is old. I'm just glad Brink isn't playing because he'd probably make a mistake. So much for the rebuild. So those two comments in themselves, I'm not an admin of Flyers Talk anymore. I couldn't fucking take it. I'll be honest with you. Very popular page. I'm not used to that. I like how Flyers Alley's group is just very, you know, there's not a lot of people in it. It's very easy to handle. These two comments are fucking ridiculous. I don't want to use Corey's term because he's going to get caught up using that term sometime here soon. This is just the fan base has come back and they're, you know, obviously, yeah. Corey says two for two, dumbass. They're not going to tank. They're third in the fucking Metro. Like, they're still third in the Metro. Like,
if tankathon was going on, we did it completely wrong.
Listen.
You're not going to tank with Tortorella anyway.
I was just going to say, you literally have a coach that would not leave the bench the other night. Literally telling fucking Wes McCauley, in my words, go fuck yourself. Literally, Wes would not even come over and talk to him. So that, what does that say? Fucking pussy. But something in the air.
Fuck no, I'm not leaving.
Yeah. Get the fuck over here and talk to I don't think if he's going to tank, he's going to tell you. He's not going to hold back. I think that's the power that Tortorella has, and I think that was something that he made very clear before coming to Philly, that he has control over a very, very large margin of this team. And especially when he goes in the – you know, he could get sued by the Reporters Guild or whatever it's called. I think it's the Philadelphia whatever Professional Hockey Writers Association, or I forget what they are. They could sue him for not answering questions. That they could do that, and they're not going to. You know, it's unheard of to do that. My boy Cody, what's up, bruh? If the coach is basically telling the press to go fuck themselves, he's telling a very renowned, very well liked throughout the league official to go fuck himself. I'm pretty sure that he's going to tell everybody if we're tanking. And he did say we weren't going to tank. He did say it was a rebuild, you know, and it is what it is. But they're not going to tank. Well, why would you tank with your third in the Metro? You know, just say out of crazy fucking talk here. I'm going to go out on a limb. Say they win the Stanley Cup. And hear me out. Say they win the Stanley Cup. I am going to come back. If they get in, which they'll probably get in, if they make it past the second round, like none of these, all of these morons of the week, I'm going to do a special. And I'm going to tag all of those people in the broadcast so they have to see it.
Special crown of the week.
Special crown of the week. Crown shavings. Snorting crown shavings. Smoking crown shavings. There we go.
Huffing yeah. Glue.
You guys have to, just because you run a Flyers fucking page doesn't mean that like you know anything. You gotta know that this shit's dumb as fuck. Like you gotta know that. The team's third in the Metro still. Even having lost these games, regardless of the reasoning and all that, they're in the playoffs as of right now. So, you know, you guys got to really stop smoking whatever the fuck you're smoking. Corey chimes in, crown eaters, I call them. There he is. And Frank Molesky, yee. Moving on, though, let's get this. We're almost done here. Let's get to the beaut of the week. Alrighty. Flyers Alley Beauty of the Week. What do you got? It's brought to you by us because we're awesome. What do you got? How many you got?
Well, I didn't get to see the Toronto Boston, so.
Corey, you can chime in too. Let me see what I got here. Who can I get rid of?
I mean, I got to give it to Frost. I saw his name popping up on the box score for a little bit.
Yeah.
Same with Paling. Say it right this time.
Yeah. Yep.
And Tortorella for being Tortorella.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so I'm gonna go. Cam York's my third one.
Wow.
Yeah. I think
that's his first time being in the top three for anybody on the show.
Kurt was doing it last week. Okay. But that's why I decided to start taking a look. That was the first time in Flyers Alley history. Kurt. Yeah, it's Kurt. He's a rookie. It's okay. So I've liked what I've seen from York, and he's also starting to like punch people in the face, which I'm a huge fan of. Yeah, Cam York's my number three. I got to give Sanheim number two. I have to. I like how he's been playing. Greg, I'm sorry, but
shut the f- up.
is what it is. And number one's Morgan Frost. Fucking that goddamn goal last night. Oh my fucking god! And this is why I'm so glad that we didn't get rid of him, because that goal made up for everything he's done this entire fucking year wrong. That was Owen Tippett's was good. That was probably goal of the year.
Was this through the legs or was it around the leg?
Who?
Frost.
It was between the leg. But it was also between the leg of like three guys, around a guy, between his legs, and then backwards. It was definitely a little fucking.
Oh, you can
get that boy out there. A little bit of that with a little bit of
sonic boom
with the ending of a
tiger uppercut.
Yeah, my life. Get the fuck out of my life. Anyway. But yeah, dude, it was I couldn't believe it. I dropped the beer and everything. Not that I was drinking beer last night.
Allegedly.
Definitely gonna fucking get into it here. Corey Welk says Frost, Attard, and Johnson. Fuck Johnson. What?
Shut the f- up.
This is the first time I'm ever gonna disagree with somebody's fucking beauty of the week. Dude, that guy is just as bad as fucking Stahl. Every time he had the puck, he would get the puck, and then he would be like this close to it. And I love calling it. I hope Charlotte doesn't hear me, but I call it doing the Kevin Hayes. He just won't take that extra stride to get to the puck. I may or may not have seen him banging bodies, but dude, when he went near the puck, he just couldn't fucking hang on to it. So I got a fucking Corey. You're better than that. Corey says, "Well, I was sarcastic. I was gonna put Wes McCauley." Okay, can't do that. Fuck him too. We got another comment. What's going on?
We only had two.
Corey, I only had two. Okay. All right, we're gonna move on then. That's a good one. We'll move on to Dustin. I don't have one, but we gotta do the promo. Right.
Do the twist.
Yeah, it's doing a little thing there. Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN15 for 15% off your beard oil. Actually, it's not. I gotta fix that. It's not OCSN15. It's OCSN in all caps. It has changed. I'm changing. But yeah, for your beard oil, soaps, shaving oil, car air fresheners, hats, and much more. American made, and always will be. We support our armed forces in Old City. If anybody is friends with me on Facebook, you saw what I started the day off with, a little tumbly action with the coffee. So they sell them too. They sell detangler fucking brushes for your lady friends out there. They do
your beard.
They do work for your beard as well. Got killer stickers. They got it all. Bud's the man. Renegotiated our contracts. We're ready to rock and roll. But yeah, we don't have anything. Then I don't think anyone fought this week. So we're just.
I was going to ask you if anybody dropped the gloves during the Boston game with it being so close. You know,
I saw Trent Frederick was kind of dancing around. He wasn't really looking. Colin Chimes, America, love that tumbler. Yeah, you do. Yeah, I didn't see anything. I was hoping that Frederick and at least Hathaway would go at it because he'd be dumb as fuck to go with Delorier. But
he'd be dumb as fuck. But that's his weight class, though. He fights Tom Wilson, so
does he? How well does he do?
I mean, I think they're like 2-for-2 from the each time they fought.
I'd be interested to see that. I don't think he's going to win, so.
Nowadays it's really hard to tell who wins when you both end up falling on the ground after, you know, 6 or 7 throws.
My problem is that we have I literally was arguing with Flyers fans about when Rempe and fucking Delorier fought. Delorier lost that fight. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I landed on him at the end. I'm like, fuck. Have you ever been in a fight before? Like, not how it works. Yeah, any final thought? Yeah, we're wrapping this bad boy up.
Yeah.
2:30 this
morning. What's that?
Got done at 2:30 here? Yeah, fuck yeah. What's going on there?
This whole video game time, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I keep ripping through them. I'm running out of fucking games. I'm going to have to get back on Starfield.
Well, with Starfield, I was telling John A., one of our, I guess, sponsor-ish event place guy. He's a friend from work, John A. He's a guy that has the VFW out in Coatesville.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Well, he's like 4 or 5 completions ahead of me on Starfield. And I kept telling him, there's going to be alternate shit going on, so keep an eye out. And he told me on Friday that he finally got his first alternate ending. So
I'm nowhere near beating that fucking that main quest. So
yeah, if you just do the main quest and just plow through it.
Yeah, I literally got to like, I was on some planet looking for anomalies, and then I got stuck in a glitch and was like, fuck this, I'm out. Started fucking hijacking ships like the Puerto Rican I am. Yeah, any final thought?
No, it's just going to be a tough week ahead. Hopefully we stay the course and at least get some points out of these. You know, if we can't win it, hopefully we overtime it.
Yeah, that's a good realistic thought there. I may agree with you on that one, since we don't got Corey here with us, or Kurt. It's gonna be a tough week. So if we can hang on there, Flyers fans, yeah, do that. With that being said, make sure you guys go like us on Facebook. We like our like page and add yourself to our group, Flyers Alley pages on Facebook. On Twitter, Flyers Alley Pod 1, and Instagram at Flyers Alley. Make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube page at Old City Sports Network. Make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com for your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast. Use promo code Philly in all caps for 10% off. And that was Season 6, Episode 20 of Flyers Alley. See you guys maybe next weekend. I will see you next week.
What's going on, everybody? Jess here from Old City Sports Network at Flyers Alley. Everybody here loves sports, like going to events, need a ticket app. Make sure you guys use SeatGeek. Download SeatGeek from your app store on your Android or your iPhone. Make sure you guys select the game that you want and use promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. And don't be a schmuck. Go get a couple email addresses. Hit that thing up, dude. Do the right thing. SeatGeek. It's where it's at.